Support comes from St. Louis Public Library Foundation, helping the library serve children and their families with programs and services needed to become lifelong readers. More information about the foundation is at slpl.org.
This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. At this hour, the state funeral for Christopher Kit Bond is happening at the Missouri State Capitol. Bond died last Tuesday at the age of 86. He served 4 terms in the United States Senate and 2 terms as governor. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum talked with people who worked closely with Bond during a public service career that spanned more than 4 decades, and he found that bipartisanship was a major part of his legacy.
Christopher Kit Bond's death at the age of 86 stopped a lot of people in their tracks during the frenetic last week of the Missouri General Assembly session. That's because lots of people inside and outside the Missouri Capitol have fond memories of the Show Me State's former U.S. Senator, governor, and auditor. Former State Representative Steve Hobbs recalled an instance where he was driving Bond home from an event, and Hobbs's wife assumed that they had a rip-roaring conversation throughout the drive, primarily because his truck smelled like cigar smoke. But Hobbs, who represented Bond's hometown of Mexico, Missouri, says that was the farthest thing from what actually happened.
He sat in the back seat and wrote thank you notes all the way home from little notes he'd taken. I mean, we didn't carry on a conversation. He was working.
It is perhaps human nature to accentuate the positive attributes of famous people when they die, maybe because it's the polite thing to do or because it helps people come to terms with grief. But Bond's death did highlight just how different Missouri state governmental politics used to be, especially juxtaposed against the end of this year's General Assembly session, which was filled with rancor and recrimination. For instance, here's what Bond said during a 2015 episode of Politically Speaking about how he successfully worked with Democrats who controlled the General Assembly.
Very simple. You sit down, talk with them. You listen to them. That's what I've done throughout my career. And I went around, sat in their offices, had them over to the mansion, went out and drank beer with them after the session was over. And that's when we got a lot of work done.
Former Congressman Lacey Clay witnessed the Bond charm offensive firsthand when he was a newly elected member of the Missouri House.
And you know, he was really a person that was approachable. We used to go to a club in Jefferson City called Bones, and his state trooper detail would sit there while we would drink beers. I was young then. I was 27, 28 years old. Eventually, the night would possibly go into us going to the governor's mansion and going on the third floor and shooting pool. Because I was a pool shooter. I love pool.
While Clay was a Democrat and Bond was a Republican, they still found ways to work together on meaningful issues, like a bonding plan that helped the St. Louis region. That collaboration continued when Bond and Clay were both part of Congress.
He was a policy person. He wanted to improve government. He wanted to bring services to people. He wanted to make the quality of life better in the state of Missouri.
To be sure, Bond could be very competitive when it came to the political side of things. At just 33 years old, Bond yanked the governorship away from the Democrats and established a consistent foundation for the GOP to win statewide offices. He spent decades, sometimes unsuccessfully, trying to turn his perennially Democratic home base of Northeast Missouri red. And as a U.S. senator, he voted party line on a host of issues, from tax cuts to judicial nominees from Republican presidents. But former State Representative Chris Kelly of Columbia says Bond's penchant for bipartisanship wasn't just based on practicality.
He cared very deeply about the policy, about the community, the state of Missouri. but he also liked the process of representative democracy. He would get in there and give and take, and it was something that he personally enjoyed.
Some of that bipartisan work paid off for Missouri and the nation. That includes expanding parents as teachers, which helped prepare families of young kids for primary schooling. He was also adept at bringing in lots of money to the state as a U.S. senator, which, as you can hear on that aforementioned 2015 appearance on Politically Speaking, went against the grain of some in his own party.
I've stood up on the floor and defended earmarks. John McCain went after me for getting money for a bridge in Missouri. He said, "What are you doing using highway money for bridges?" I said, "My friend from Arizona comes from a dry state, but in Missouri, we are divided by a river north and south. We are limited by a river east and west. And if we can't get across the river, we don't go."
People have different motivations to enter political office, like achieving fame, power, notoriety, public adoration, or to smite their ideological enemies. I can't say for sure if Bond felt any of those emotions during his more than 40 years in office. But it is indisputable that Bond, who was first in his class at the University of Virginia Law School, left potentially millions of dollars on the table to be in elected office. State Senator Lincoln Huff of Springfield alluded to that during his poignant remarks last week on the Senate floor.
"He was truly a man who probably oftentimes would rather have a fishing pole in his hand. But he set those personal desires, and he set oftentimes his friends aside, and he went to work for Missouri. Mr. President, we don't have a lot of people like that anymore. We have a lot of people that want the quick hit and the postcard and the social media post. Kit is lucky to have lived in a time that he didn't have to put up with a lot of that crap."
Not every past version of Missouri politics is much better than today. People who wax nostalgic about how much better the 2000s were often gloss over ugly moments, like when Republicans, as they did last week, used a filibuster-squashing maneuver that left Democrats fuming. But perhaps things were better when a politician's goal was less about social media clout or embarrassing political rivals and more about quantifiable accomplishments for Missouri. Hobbs, the former state lawmaker from Mexico, says he still tries to follow Bond's lead to this day.
"If you went to his home for dinner or you were doing anything with him, don't burn bridges, because your enemy today might be your friend tomorrow." And he practiced that.
Right now, there's a memorial service going on in the rotunda of the Missouri Capitol building to honor Bond. He and others who gather there right now remember a man who helped shape the state, even if it meant working with people with differing ideas.
That was St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reflecting on the life and legacy of Kit Bond. Bond served 4 terms in the U.S. Senate and 2 terms as governor. He died last week at the age of 86.
Today's episode was produced by Jason Rosenbaum. Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis.
The Gateway brings you the day's news each weekday from around the St. Louis region and the state capitals in Jefferson City.
Our schools are accredited. We don't need this bill.
And Springfield.
How many more years must pass before lawmakers see time is of the essence?
I'm Abby Larico. Join me each weekday for The Gateway on the STLPR app or wherever you get podcasts.